Parler calls for Twexit Twitter exodus and declaration of independence. By David Ng on June 20, 2020. The free speech social media platform Parler is calling for Twexit, a mass exodus of Twitter users, in its recently issued tech declaration of independence and Bill of Rights, in which it takes a stand against acts of censorship and data abuse by Silicon Valley giants like Twitter and Facebook. Parler said this week that Silicon Valley techno-fascism is threatening internet freedoms as companies crack down on speech they don't like and engage in acts of censorship and blacklisting. Twitter long ceased to be a public square. They are now merely a publisher. And a bad, biased publisher at that, the startup company said in its declaration of independence. They have become a tech tyrant, stepping on our freedoms to push their agenda-driven narrative. Parler is calling for a Twexit, a mass exodus of Twitter users in protest of the company's creeping authoritarianism. Twitter has begun blocking and fact-checking President Donald Trump in recent weeks as his campaign gears up for the November elections. The social media giant recently banned Katie Hopkins, a British conservative commentator, from its platform. Earlier this week, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said a low-level Twitter employee called his office and threatened to permanently lock his account over his tweets related to the George Floyd riots. The tech tyrants have broken their promise of a public square. Instead, they censor us to push their own agenda-driven narrative, Parler said. In its Bill of Rights, Parler demands an end to the tech tyrants' abuses of power, their spying, privacy violations and dehumanization. The internet must act as a true public square where all voices and perspectives are heard and respected. It's time to exercise our rights and Twexit, Jeffrey Wernick, a strategic investor in Parler, said in a statement. Other Silicon Valley giants have also been stepping up their attacks on conservatives and right-of-center views in recent days. Facebook recently censored a Trump campaign ad about the far-left Antifa, claiming that the ad used a Nazi symbol when in fact the symbol is associated with Antifa. Parler also announced this week that it is partnering with conservative pundit and frequent Fox News guest Dan Bongino, who has acquired a stake in the company and is taking a leadership role. Parler and I share common values. We are resolutely committed to free speech and the marketplace of ideas, Bongino said in a statement. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.